a condominium. This fella, he rented his apartment every when he wasn't down here. He didn't come down in summer, he just came down in winter. So we rented it for a month, went down there, had swimming pool and all that. Didn't have any lifeguard because most everybody was adults. There wasn't many children running there. Wade went down in. I was keeping the children. My wife went sightseeing. He was about 8 years old, nine, maybe 10. He cut showing off to all those people around that diving board. His foot slipped. Hit his chin on the board when he was going over the back. His chin hit the board when he went down. Slapped his head back, threw him in the pool. I wasn't there. I was upstairs reading. That was down there. My two daughters were down there watching him perform, and all the people standing around there. Man swimming, he dived in and got him out. I didn't know anything about it. Of course, the kids started running, telling me they went where he went, where they took him. They took him in the office, and they called an ambulance, and it didn't come, so the man laid him in the back seat of the car and rushed him off to the hospital, two of them did. About that time, one of them came on. The girls came up and told me, Wade, drowned. I went tearing down there, and I couldn't find anybody knew what hospital it took him to. Didn't anybody know, I don't think. And I told him, stay there and stay out of that pool while I found out. I finally found somebody knew where the hospital was. About the time I found where it was, a man came out and wanted me on the telephone. So I went in there, and he'd come to me. He was all right. It wasn't hurt too bad. Had to leave him in there overnight. That kind of put an end to some of his high diving.
I guess so. When you were a kid, did you ever, what's some of the other games you played when you were a young kid coming up?
We didn't have any organized games like we have now. But children like Little League, and almost every kid I think played baseball. We'd have a tree for first base, stump for second base, corn sack full of dirt for third base, and we played on that from the time I can remember. Every community could get up enough boys to make two teams that play each other. We played that, but we didn't have any football. We got the weather to play again. They all put the hat down in a circle. Everybody wore a cap here. Well, they wouldn't let you go out, you're afraid you're going to get sunstroke. They believed that kid didn't go bareheaded then. If they didn't buy, if wasn't able to buy a hat, they wove one out of straw, palmetto. Take those palmettos and cut them off and weave them and make a regular hat. Mother could make a good hat than anybody. They'd line them with this, that, and the other. Make the girls around school, too. They wouldn't let them go out and go to school without them. When they got in the sun, they had to wear the hat. Boys had caps. We'd take these caps, turn them upside down, take a ball and put it in the middle of them. Ball made a strangle. The kid been saving that money and all that. The twine, everything came in packages then, starting in bags, and then they glued. So they wrapped these string balls up. The joint got pretty tight. Some of the boys then would maneuver around and get a ball of tape. Maybe daddy worked at the mine. Got some old black tape. We used in making connections on electric lines and stuff like that. They wrapped those balls with that thing, put a hard core in it. You hit it with a stick you made out of a limb of a hickory tree. You knock that thing, it's like a baseball. We take that thing, put that all in a circle, everybody have it. Stand there and he dropped that ball in the hat and he picked the ball up and hit him before he could get outside of a great big circle there.